A Spartan episode of Love and War, Tendy's Christmas Show 2015, read by Mr. Chris Austin. Scene 1. It is in the times of ancient Greece. In his magnificent castle, the great king of Sparta is surrounded by his wives and children. The royal family of Sparta are feeling very happy. The kingdom is in a state of peace and harmony. Some generals from the king's huge and most powerful army have come to visit. They have arrived at the castle to inform the king that his lands and people are well protected and safe from outside armies. My family, I am so happy to see you enjoying the peace. We are so lucky to live in this wonderful kingdom of harmony. Oh, father, I know you are the greatest king, but... What is the matter, my daughter? Oh, it's nothing. Helen is worried she will never find someone to love. She's dreaming of a husband again. Shut up, you two. It's true, father. She wants to marry a big, strong man. She never stops dreaming of meeting a real warrior. Be quiet, brothers and sisters. Helen, don't worry. I'm sure you'll one day marry a warrior. But my darling, our kingdom has no warriors. No warriors? Are you sure? We have many soldiers, but no warriors. Oh. Entering the royal court of the king of Sparta come the generals Dictus and Plutus, bringing good news. It is good to see you, General Dictus and General Plutus. Tell me, what brings you here? My king, we have come to tell you that our kingdom is well protected and that you have the greatest and most powerful army ever. This is good news. I know my army is the greatest and can never be defeated. It is true, my king. Every soldier would die to protect your kingdom and your family. This is good news. I feel very safe knowing that our generals would do everything to protect us. Please, come and join the family and drink some wine with us. Entering the royal court of the king of Sparta, welcome, Prince Parasite. Prince Parasite, welcome. What brings you here, my friend?
I am sorry, my king. But I bring bad news for the royal family of Sparta.
Speak, Prince Parasite.
King of Sparta, a great army has arrived to attack your castle.
A great army?
Yes, that's right, my king, a great army.
No army is greater or more powerful than mine. My army cannot be defeated.
Isn't that right?
That's right, my king.
My king, please forgive me, but this army is bigger and more powerful than yours.
No army is greater or more powerful than mine. My army cannot be defeated. Isn't that right?
That's right, my king.
My king, this is the Persian army. Nobody can defeat the Persian army.
No army is greater or more powerful than mine. My army cannot be defeated. Isn't that right?
Well?
Speak! What shall we do?
Run away!
Yes! Run away! Run away! Run away!
Stop this, you fools! We can't run away!
Well, we could try to surrender.
Yes! Surrender! Surrender! We surrender!
Stop that! We can't surrender!
My king, I have a plan. Speak, Prince Parasite. We should ask the king of Persia to send his best warrior to fight our best warrior.
That's right. If our warrior wins, the Persian army goes away. If their warrior wins, they can have the kingdom.
Yes. All right. Let's do it.
Okay. I will send a message to the king of Persia.
Husband, what will happen to us? We have no warrior to defeat Megalus.
Don't worry, my dear.
But we don't have any warriors. Oh no, you're right. We are doomed.
My king, I have a plan. Speak, Prince Parasite. I know a great warrior that can defeat any other warrior. His name is Archilius.
Archilius? Will he fight for me?
He will, if I tell him.
If Archilius wins, I will give you whatever you wish for.
Do you promise?
I promise if Archilius defeats Megalus, I will give you whatever you wish.
I have already sent a message to Archilius.
It is too late, father. Look, the Persian king is already here.
Scene 3. The king of Sparta awaits with his wife and daughters for the Persian army to arrive. The situation is tense, and nobody can know the outcome of the fight between the warriors that will happen soon. The king of Persia and two of his soldiers arrive. They look strong, fierce, and unafraid. They can smell the fear in the air.
I am the king of Persia. I have come to take this castle, these lands, and all that are within them.
Look, my king, there's the king of Sparta.
He looks afraid. He should be afraid. He should be very afraid.
Stop there, you Persian fools.
This land is for Spartans.
You don't belong here. Go back to Persia, or we'll cut off your heads.
Ha 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 ha! It's time for all you Spartans to die.
Wait, did you get my message?
Yes, but no warrior can defeat Megalus.
I believe you are wrong, King of Persia.
Very well, let us see.
Megalus! Archilius! Archilius!
Ha ha ha! My name is Megalus! Where is your warrior? Perhaps he is too afraid to fight me. Ha 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 ha!
Archilius!
Did you call my name, my prince? My king?
Archilius, go and defeat Megalus.
Of course, I have no choice since you put that spell on me.
Megalus is the greatest warrior of the Persian army. Megalus has never been defeated. He can cause grown men to shake with fear by just looking at them. But he has never met a warrior such as Archilius, a warrior blessed by the gods. Although controlled by Prince Parasite, who put a spell on him, Archilius prepares to defeat Megalus, and when he attacks, he is swift, deadly, and decisive.
Victory! This is a great victory! Oh no, I don't believe this! The gods have forsaken me!
Go back to your country, King of Persia!
Run away! Run away! Run away!
Then, creeping out from the shadows, comes the lurking and sinister figure of Prince Parasite, ready to collect his winnings. The king of Persia, his family, and guards are surprised to see him. They have forgotten the promise they made to him.
Who comes here? Speak your name.
My name is Prince Parasite. Don't you remember me?
What brings you here, friend?
I have come for my prize.
What prize?
My prize, you fool! The prize you promised me!
What prize was that?
Anything I want!
Well, what do you want?
I think I'll have... Oh, yes. I'll take her!
Me? You want me as your prize?
What nonsense is this? You can't have my daughter!
Don't break your promise. She is mine.
You can't have my daughter.
Archilius, come here, Archilius.
You will never take my daughter.
Archilius, kill those guards and bring Helen to me.
Run away, run away. Run away, run away.
Archilius obeys Prince Parasite and brings the beautiful first daughter to him. Helen is afraid and pleads for mercy.
Please, please let me go.
my dear princess, you are my prize.
No, please, I beg you.
You are my prize. You are my slave.
I pray to the gods. I pray to the god Ares. Ares, please save me.
Suddenly, darkness falls upon the land. The sound of thunder and lightning is heard. From the heavens descends Ares, the god of war, vengeance, and justice. Ares is not just in a bad mood. He is incredibly angry. I am Ares, the god of war, vengeance, and justice. I am the son of Zeus and Hera. Who calls upon me? Speak now. Do not waste my time.
It was I, Princess Helen, who called you.
What do you want from me, girl?
Save me, Ares. Save me from this bad man.
She is my prize. The king of Sparta promised me.
Prince Parasite, you are a cheating criminal. And who is this?
This is my servant. He does whatever I command.
Does he have a name? Why doesn't he speak?
He is a warrior that defeated Megalus of the Persian army, Archilius.
Archilius?
Archilius, the man chosen by the gods to bring justice to the world? He is your servant? How can this be true?
Prince Parasite controls him with a spell.
Archilius is his slave.
Prince Parasite, you are a lying criminal. Your time in this world is over.
No, please, no.
Oh, yes. Prince Parasite is sent to the underworld by Ares for his criminal activities during his life. Helen falls to the floor in shock. At the same moment that Ares ends the life of Prince Parasite, the spell that Prince Parasite used to control Archilius is lifted.
Archilius is shocked by the lifting of the spell and also falls to the ground.
By the immortal powers of the ancient world, I call upon my sister, the goddess of love, and her angelic sisterhood to join these two in a bond of eternal romance. Aphrodite, I call upon you.
I am Aphrodite, the goddess of love. I shall cast a spell upon these two, and with my immortal powers from above, it will join them forever in pleasure that is true. Take this spell, cast it well. This will bring you the greatest beauty and the most perfect health, golden jewelry and enormous wealth. Spirit of desire, let their love burn like fire. Make them sing the perfect tune. Let them dance and leap over the moon. Spirit of desire, let their love burn like fire. Here is the sensation known and called passion. And this, all the carnal information, use without limitation. Spirit of desire, let their love burn like fire.
Archilius? Princess Helen? Where are we?
It doesn't matter.
Why are we here? What happened?
It doesn't matter. We are together now, my love.
The gods envy us. They envy us because we are mortal, because any moment may be our last. Everything is more beautiful because we are doomed. You will never be lovelier than you are now. We will never be here again.
Oh, Archilius, you say such lovely things.
If they ever tell their story, let them say that you walked with giants. Men rise and fall like the winter wheat, but your name will never die. Let them say that you lived in the time of Archilius. And so our show must now end. Please give a big hand to all the characters. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.